Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Brian Stavely Show. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. It's been a few days since I last talked to you guys. I don't believe I did a show on Friday. I think the last time that I was actually on was probably Thursday. I could be wrong about that. I might have did a show on Friday. I get a little confused. I had a real busy weekend. I went to a concert last night. That was really good. Anyways, you know, to kind of dive right into things, I don't really remember what the last thing we were talking about was. I mean, with everything that's going on, I'm sure we touched on the Penn State thing last week. I know Justin and Michael and I did a show together, and we touched on a lot of different things, mainly about how you're being conditioned to accept a lot of different things. And today's show kind of starts off on that tone. About another thing you're being conditioned to accept, okay? And as you guys that listen to me a lot know, I don't really talk about the protests too much, okay? But there's some things you have to talk to because you have to talk about because it's what everybody's talking about. Like Michael said, you have to talk about what the media is talking about because you're forced into it because that's what everybody else is talking about. So, with that being said, you know, and it's so hard for me to do like a report, to do commentary on this because I don't know what I'm looking at, if it's real or fake. And we've talked about this. There's so much controlled opposition in these protests, okay? You don't know, you know, you really don't know what's staged, what's meant for you to hear, or what's genuine people, you know, in the movement trying to get a message out. But with that being said, okay, there's some things that when they happen, guys, whether it's fake or whether it's real, the same outcome comes from it. And that applies to a lot of things. I mean, you could even apply that to bigger events like 9/11. I mean, whether it's fake or real, right, the same outcome happened. Well, when we're talking about the protests, you know, and all the police state actions, now they've been arresting journalists. Now, like I said, I don't know if this is real. This could be all propped up by the alternative media, okay? And if it is, though, it's still getting the same effect as if they arrested 26 journalists. And the reason being, you're still putting that fear out there. You're still scared. You know, what if you're a, let's say you're just coming out of college or you're just going into college, right? And you want to be a journalist. That's what you want to do for a job. And you're a good, honest person. That would really follow your, you know, journalistic responsibilities and investigate stories, you know, to the fullest and not be bought off. And you're a good-hearted person, right? What happens when you start seeing stuff like this where the journalists are actually getting hit with batons or the journalists are getting thrown in jail? You might want to think about a different career, right? I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. Isn't that true? You're probably going to think about a different career. Now, I know a lot of you wouldn't, okay? I wouldn't, obviously, if I'm out here, you know, talking all this on the radio, you know, it probably wouldn't deter me, but it would deter a lot of people, and I don't blame you, okay? Some of you know, if you're a mother with a few kids, I mean, you don't want to be out there getting hit with a police baton, I understand, but it's not supposed to be like that, and we're not supposed to accept it, and that's why, you know, we have to take a stand for it. I mean, we can't stand for that. Now, like I said the other day when we were talking about this pepper spray incident in California at the college campus there, right? You know, actually, I didn't give you this part of the commentary. I did tell you, you know, guys, whether the pepper spray is real or whether it's fake, it doesn't matter. It's still conditioning you to accept that. You understand? Yes, I know a couple of the officers supposedly got put on leave, but you still saw the images, and you know what? The next time you see it, it won't be so shocking. You understand? Now, they would have a good reason to fake this. Same reason as the other stuff, okay? Just to get you to accept it, to get you scared that they would do that. You know, I just want to put my little commentary into this. You know, when you're looking at that video, right? And I know you guys have probably seen it by now with the cop hosing these people down with the mace. And I've been sprayed with mace before, and I'm sure a lot of you probably have. Now, that was a significant stream that came out of that can. And I understand that some people were covering up a bit. But what are those people? Shouldn't they be like screaming in pain? I mean, you don't really have any of that. It makes me wonder, you know, just because there is so much controlled opposition down there, if maybe that was just water and, you know, that was all just a show. But either way, it doesn't matter, okay? Whether, you know, you think I'm totally wrong about that, and even if you know some of those people, and it absolutely was Mace, that's fine. It's fine. It's not fine, but I understand. We're on the same page here, okay? We are. Whether they set it up or whether they really did Mace those kids like that, they're setting the precedent. They're setting the example that that's acceptable, that that's okay, and that's not okay, all right? So we'll just go off as if it is real, all right? And we gotta stand up for these people, and we gotta stick up to these cops. You know, when you look at it, right, guys? And I posted a picture on Facebook the other day. For some of you guys, it might be my friends on there. You probably saw the picture. It was, you know, about 30 of these cops, all, you know, full riot gear, standing in front of a Chase Bank. I mean, it was the perfect picture. It really was. You know, the thing with the police, guys. When your police start to look like military, that's a good sign that you're living in a police state. Look at these guys. They got these riot shields on. They're dressed in all black. Assault rifles. What's this with pointing paintball guns in people's faces in the crowd? You see what I'm saying? Whether that's real or whether that's fake, it doesn't matter. It's there to condition you. And what's it conditioning you? Well, it's conditioning you to let you know that you don't really have the same constitutional rights that you were brought up believing that you had, okay? They're eroding away. Yes. A lot of it really does tie back to this whole terrorism bullcrap that they made up 10 years ago, or even, you know, before that, but that they put into high gear 10 years ago. It allows for all this. They're turning this place into like a Nazi-style dictatorship. All right? They are. And it's always to keep us safe. Like I said, guys, when these protests first started, and you guys can go back and listen to the tapes, you know, all my archives are up there. About a week into it, I said, watch. This is going to go on. Not just saying, you know, everybody said this is going to go on for a while. But I said, watch. This is going to go on for a long time, months and months and months. And because of this, they're going to pass some new legislation that restricts us from expressing our freedom of assembly or our freedom of speech in some way. And they are, okay? I know they are. You guys should know that too. That's what they're going to do. They want this to get real violent. They're going to keep this going at least until a cop supposedly gets killed. I'm telling you, they're going to. And then after that, we're not going to have the right to protest in public or protest, you know, in a capital city, or I don't know, there's going to be some crazy law that just totally violates our constitutional rights. Guys, think about that. Stop, you know, stop having your head buried in the sand and just think about it for a minute, what it means to not be able to protest something. Do you understand? Whether you agree with what these people down there are doing or not, okay, it doesn't matter. The simple principle of Americans being able to protest and stick up for what they believe, you can't let that be violated. No, we need to come together on this part. We do. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of press, they all are being attacked vigorously. Freedom of speech is being attacked, and freedom of press, by the new internet regulations that they're trying to pass, the SOPA and the Protect IP Act. And all this nonsense, okay? And eventually the internet too. When Anonymous makes that big hack, whether it's the election or, you know, something on a grand scale like that, and then everybody's all up in arms, they'll be begging for the new internet regulations. And we talked about that last week. That's what they want to do with these riots, guys. Not riots, these protests. They want them to turn into riots. They want some cops to get hurt. And no, I am not advocating that. So before anybody tries to take a clever soundbite of this and or whatever, no. Absolutely not. No violence. We want no violence. The violence is coming from the state. If this was broadcast around the world from another country, we would be telling people we were going to intervene and use it as an excuse to go steal their resources while we were there. We would. That's how we operate. You know, we're the country that supposedly prides ourselves on freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. And now we've become this, you know, like I said, like this Nazi-style dictatorship police state where, you know, you're not allowed to say what you want, okay? Now, I know a lot of you out there that, you know, maybe not be totally woken up yet, but have found your way to this broadcast. You know, you really, it's time, you know, it's time to take the veil off from over your eyes and take a look at some of the things that we're saying. You were brought up to believe that no matter what, right, you could say whatever you want, you know, besides, you know, threatening to kill somebody or something like that, but you could have any opinion you want. You could say it in public. You could assemble anywhere you want. You know, obviously, you know, you can't roll up on somebody's private property, but, those aren't true, guys. It's not true. And, you know, times have changed, okay? Now, we do need the Constitution, okay? But there are some things that it didn't address just because the technology wasn't around, like the internet and things like that. And that's why they're trying to attack our internet and shut it down, you know, censor it. And when I say censor it, guys, you better believe I mean censor it. They're going to be, they want to be able to just blacklist any site they want and just shut it down. Any site where somebody, you know, uploads copyrighted material, quote unquote, just one time, they can cut down the whole site with millions of users. There's already new laws that they've passed locally. You guys might not have even known because it kind of flew under the radar. But I found a local story, and it did go national. You know, my ISP, Comcast, now they're required to save my web history and password. I don't know if it's passwords. I don't want to misquote. It might be, though. But my web history for sure, and my browsing, you know, and all that crap, all the stuff that you erase from your browser, they save that and log it now for 6 months for the government. I swear to God. Look into it. It's been going on for a couple months now. Is that freedom? Okay. Guys, listen. I know how they brainwashed you. They did it to me too. Okay. They did. And I know how it sounds, me telling you you're not free and you think you're free. You just don't see the chains. You don't see the shackles. You don't see the bars, but they're there. Okay. You go to work and bust your ass, right? And you give a third of your money to the government for what? Do you know that if you're doing business within the 50 states, that income tax is supposed to be illegal? Only for federal employees it's supposed to be for? Did you know that? At one time we didn't have it? Yeah, they just decided they're going to steal your money. They just sugarcoat everything and make it sound all nice. Well, no, we're just going to come take your money. And if you don't give them that money, they can throw you in jail. Okay? Income tax. It's absurd. They tell you what kind of light bulb you can have. Now, to some of you, that might not sound like a big deal, but let me get into this real quick, because I don't know if I've talked about it yet on this network. Starting next year, you're not going to be able to buy any of those regular light bulbs that you've had for years. The regular traditional light bulb. You have to buy those supposed high energy saving bulbs that are wrapped like a coil that really do not last anywhere near the amount of time they tell you they do. And they're like, you know, 10 times as much. You're going to have to switch to all of them. Okay, so stock up now if you want. You got a couple months. I'm serious. Because listen to what I'm going to tell you. If any of you ladies out there run a daycare, or any of you guys, or if you guys have a lot of young children that play around the house, okay? When you were brought up, all right? When you were brought up as a little kid, and, you know, your grandparents had a thermometer on the wall. I know they did. Or they had it out on the shed. My grandparents did. Everybody's did. A thermometer was a thing to have on the wall back in the day, right? What did they tell you about it? Be careful, right? Don't break it because it has mercury in it. It's real poisonous. Well, these new light bulbs that they're making you switch to have mercury in them. They even tell you that if a light bulb breaks, you need to open all the windows of your house, and you got to evacuate your house for a couple hours and all this other nonsense. No. Maybe, you know, you're a single guy living by yourself. You break a light bulb. That's not a big deal to you. You don't mind opening the windows and going outside. I mean, I'd still mind it. I'll tell you right now. But what if you're running a daycare? I live in New England. What if you're running a daycare in December and it's freezing out and it's snowing? And somebody breaks a light bulb. Now, you got to get 8 kids dressed. You got to get them all outside. And that's a project right there. Right there. Just getting the 8 kids dressed real quick before that mercury vapor or whatever the hell's poisonous to you is in the air. Now, I'm not trying to tell you it's going to kill you. I don't know how much mercury can kill you. I imagine if you swallowed it, you probably died. If you broke it, you'd probably have to inhale a lot, I would think. But I don't know. You know, I've never researched mercury. Maybe I should. I do know it's, you know, it's very dangerous. It's poisonous. They put it in the vaccines too. We know this. Okay? I don't know how much it would take to kill you. But you know, you got this mercury on the floor now, so you're trying to rush, and now you got to get 8 kids' winter clothes on. You don't want them to get sick. You got to put hats on, gloves, boots, right? All this nonsense over a light bulb. And then you got to take them outside, guys, okay? You got to take them outside, and you got to stay out there for like an hour or two. Now, I know people aren't going to stay out there that long, but you have to. You're supposed to. And you got to open all the windows and let it air out. Now, a lot of people would come back in after a few minutes and not go out at all, right? But when you have a daycare, guys, think about it. You can't do that crap. Oh, you got to do it the right way, man. You got people's kids in your hands. So if you run a daycare, now, let's say you, you know, between the rooms that you have in the daycare, you know, it's maybe it's at your house and I don't know. You got a couple lights on the ceiling fan. You got a couple on a couple lamps. Let's say you got like a total of 10 light bulbs. Well, now instead of paying $10 for the 10 light bulbs, you're going to pay about $75 for the 10 light bulbs. They're not going to last 7 times as long. I don't care what those people say. These things do not last 7 years. They don't last 2 years, okay? They don't. That's bullcrap. So you're going to pay all this extra money for poisonous light bulbs. You get it? Poisonous light bulbs. And they're telling you, you can't buy the other ones. They're not just recommending this. They're not, you know, giving you devices pre-installed with them already, like lamps and ceiling fans already coming with them, but you can still buy the other ones. No. You have no choice. You have to buy these supposed energy-efficient light bulbs that are loaded with mercury. I just want to let you guys know that because I know some of you guys have daycare centers. And obviously, a lot of you have small children. I'm not joking. Take $50 and go stock up on some friggin' light bulbs or $100, literally. They're less than a dollar, I think, still for a regular bulb. Go drop $100 on, you know, see if you can get a deal. Maybe get like 150 light bulbs or something. I know it sounds crazy. You'll make your money back in a matter of no time. You know what I mean? In just a matter of months, probably, you'll make that back on what you're going to save. And, you know, you don't have to have the poisonous light bulbs in your house. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to make you aware. Because that's something, you know, you still have a few months. I'm trying to give you a solution. Go stock up on the old light bulbs. It's that simple. Now, knowing what I just told you, does that sound like a free country to you? Being told what kind of light bulbs you can have? The EPA is telling people now that they can't have wood-burning stoves to heat their house. Okay, people are sick of these outrageous energy bills, so they're trying to do one of the oldest tricks in the book and burn some friggin' wood, right? And they're being told they can't do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Does that sound like a free country? Seriously, guys. Think about that. Ask somebody else that. Change the word USA to another country. Just make it like China or something. Try and trick them. Be like, hey, did you hear how in China they don't let you burn wood to heat your house? See what the person says. And then tell them, dude, I'm just kidding. That's the USA. Did you know that in China, they force medicate your water? No, dude, that's just in the USA. Well, they probably do it over there too, but they do it here. And they want to add stuff. They want to add lithium. Yeah, lithium. We're not going to get too deep into this because I've talked about this before, I'm pretty sure. And you guys all know about the fluoride in the water, I'm sure. Anybody that's found this broadcast probably does. For those of you that don't, okay, you know what I'm going to do when I get off the show? I'm going to throw some great stuff up in the blog on our website for you. And there's actually already some stuff up on there that I'm going to get to in a minute. I kind of preloaded it, so don't actually skip ahead of me and don't go there yet. I was kind of skipping around. I hate when I do that to you guys. I don't mean to do that. I just have so much on my mind sometimes. It's just like my mind, and I just start talking about one thing, and it brings me into another direction. All right. Here's the story. I want to finish up this Freedom of Press thing, because I don't even know where I went off to now. Guys, with all the protests that are going on, okay, all the Occupy movements all over the country, whether it be New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Seattle, pick your city, right? There are a lot of good people out there. There are, okay? And there's a lot of paid ops there too, okay? But the message is the same. It's the same for both set of people. If you're people like us, that have a skeptical eye anytime we see anything on TV, and as we should. Or you're people that still have their head buried in the sand and believe anything they see on TV. The effect is still the same. You see the police not hesitating to assault peaceful protesters. That has a chilling effect all the way down our whole society. Now, you can deny it. But subliminally, you know that it scares you a little bit. If you were going to go protest somewhere soon, and there was going to be a large crowd of people that you expected to be there, aren't you a little bit nervous now? And you shouldn't have to be. That's what I'm saying, guys. You shouldn't have to be. And that's why, I'm really... Like I told you guys, I was really upset with the RT's coverage on this, because they never show you any of the controlled opposition side. And they just give you fear. They never give you any hope. You know what I mean? It's just the fear of them beating you down. And they don't tell you, listen, do not accept this. This is not what you have to accept. This is not right. They do not have the right to do this. We need to stick together, guys. We do. And I know I preach this a lot, but we do. Just because you're not part of the people getting assaulted, you can't turn another cheek to them. Because what happens when they round everybody else up and then they come for you? There's going to be nobody left to help you because you didn't help anybody. You didn't become aware of what was going on. You didn't give a crap. All you people out there listening, if you guys haven't, if you guys are still way on the outside looking in and you guys don't even know that, 9/11 was an inside job, if you think all the stuff you see on TV is real, all right, I understand why you're like that. I was in the same boat a year ago. But you got to wake up now. Now is the time, okay? If anything, let's use this controlled movement against them and wake up the rest of our people with it. People out there listening, please, look at what's going on, okay? You're not supposed to be maced for sitting on a sidewalk. You're not supposed to get shot with a rubber bullet for any reason. I mean, unless you're doing something absolutely egregious, like, about to murder somebody or rape somebody. Not for freaking marching in a protest, okay? Like I said, whether that's set up, whether that's real, it's the same thing, because it's conditioning you to accept it. And I am not going to accept it. And you cannot accept it either. None of you people, anybody listening, you cannot accept it. Seriously. What were you brought up believing about the United States of America? Huh? What were you brought up believing? Tell me. You were brought up believing that we were a peaceful nation. That we always try to help people. And that we were a free nation with freedom. No matter how much you never looked at politics, even if you just went to grade school, you know that we are supposedly a great nation because we have freedom of speech and freedom of press and freedom of assembly. And they are clamping down on all of them right now. all of them at once. And if you don't stick up for people that are being clamped down on, it's going to clamp down on us as a whole. Together, we're too big to let that happen. You guys should all get out on the radio and let your voice be heard. Tell everybody you know what's going on. All right? It's not acceptable to be beat up at a rally or a protest. No. Those guys are cowards. You hear me? Cowards. Take off the badge, tough guy. Seriously. The cops that do their job, I do have respect for. They have a hard job. They do. And I'm sure it's hella stressful. But the crooked ones, hitting innocent people, women, women, shooting women in the face with rubber bullets, you tough guy. Think about that. That's what it's come to. That's what's almost being accepted now. You're going to see it so much that you're going to just start accepting it, whether you admit it or not. You're going to. That's how it works. You can't do that. You can't sell out all your morals for the police state and bow down to the government. It's gone too far. We need to turn it back. That's why I love when I see these stories coming out about a few sheriffs actually sticking up for the feds. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I posted a few articles on it. I didn't know I was going to talk about this. I'll throw it in the blog after too. For anybody that doesn't know, all right, go to thelastamerican.org. That's our website, thelastamerican.org. And if you go to the section that says blogs, you can follow along with any show or almost any show, whatever, you know, which shows that I fill it out for. I put content in there that relates to the material that we discuss in the show. So the things I've talked about today, you'll see videos or you'll see pictures or you'll see links to articles, okay? I still got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're probably going to go a little long today because I still got, you know, this is what I do, guys. Before I go on the air, right? I'll tell you my little strategy. First thing I do is I go to my other website, therealnewsonline.com. Okay, that's my news website. And basically all it is, guys, is it's a great collection of all different news sources. You know, and there's a lot of other stuff too, but so you can go to the homepage and you can have the best from alternative and mainstream media all in one spot. So all the headlines are right there with part of the story. And then you can click it. So it's like the best research thing for me. Like, you know, when I got to get stuff quick before the show. Like, you know, current events, what I want to talk about today. And I almost forgot where I was going with this. Oh yeah, so then what I do, guys, is I like to take a little bit of notes, you know? I mean, I just read off I don't read off a script or anything, but I write down a couple bullet points so I don't forget certain topics and stuff like that. And we're already 40 minutes into the show and I haven't even looked at my notebook yet. So that's good. Cuz I still got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the this Egg McMuffin thing at McDonald's. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but just like today or yesterday, they dropped their egg distributor for some serious violations. And there's a very disturbing video that got, you know, secretly taped inside Sparbo Eggs. And I have that video. I'm sure some of you have probably seen it. It's in the blog right now. We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back. And we're also going to talk a little bit about these new contact lenses that are being made. I like to talk about technology a little bit on the show. A lot of it relates to some of the things that we talk about. And they actually have these new contacts that are being made, and they're going to be tested on people in the UK that basically make your eye like the Terminator. I mean, do you remember seeing the Terminator? I'm pretty sure all of you have seen it, or most of you have seen Terminator or Terminator 2, or a movie where there is another cyborg, and the cyborg will, like, look out his eye, and there'll be information, like, right on his eye, in front, overlaying over anything he sees. That's what these lenses do. And supposedly in the future, it's going to have social network information, text messages, calls, directions, you know, all types of stuff embedded into the contact lens. It's going to have you know, we'll get into it when we get back, because I kind of want to go over it, because it's pretty cool. It does sound pretty cool. Absolutely, it's pretty spooky, and it's going a little far, but I'll tell you how it works. It's got working circuits, LED lights, everything, guys, everything. And it's ready to go. It's not ready to do all the things I was telling you, but it's ready to roll out and do a few things. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break, guys. We'll be right back. You've been listening to The Brian Stavely Show on The Last American Radio Broadcast. Immortal Trek.
Thank you for making all that noise tonight. We really appreciate it. Far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook can't roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. One last time, meet y'all pro. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, people make some noise. Who you know pressure than home? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap. It's like hand G rapping. It's prime. I'm young H.O. Raps Grateful Dead. Global Express, out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open in head with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him. Cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. Madison Square, the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. Yeah, fate would have it. Jay status appears to be at an all time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, win a 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'll blow you to smithereens. So I can take one for the team. I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Record sales, sold out concerts. So if you want this encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to The Brian Stavely Show here on The Last American Radio Broadcast. Before the break, we were just starting to get into this information about the contact lenses that I wanted to tell you. Basically, there's this professor from, I don't know if he's from the UK. His name's Babak Parviz, okay? But it is going to be tested in the UK. And the thing with this guy is he's developed these contact lenses, okay? And these contact lenses are basically like you're going to be like the Terminator cyborg, okay? They're going to have all types of embedded information on them. You'll be able to get directions right on your eye, You see what I'm saying? They're going to have an internal circuit. They're going to have an antenna. They're going to have an LED light. And there's something like 1,500 tiny, tiny, tiny components. I mean, that we're talking microscopic here. Tiny components that are actually going to go in your contact lens. And supposedly, it's not going to obstruct your field of vision. Now, I don't know how that's going to be possible. But he said right now, the technology is at a point where they can basically, you know, they can draw circles and lines and make them connect. And, you know, they're not really putting full messages out there yet. But they could give people directions with arrows and stuff like that. But they expect now that the technology is there that it's going to really start moving forward. And they're going to integrate social networks with it, text messaging, you know, phone calls, I guess. Is that not creepy enough? I mean, your phone rings in your pocket, and then the person's name on the caller ID pops up on your eyeball. I'm serious about this, too. And Sister Nanny State, you know, England, they're going to be the ones that are going to test it first. They're going to be the first ones to be the guinea pigs for this. You know, some of the good things that could come from this, and hopefully good things do come, would be the fact that, you know, you could restore eyesight to the blind with this type of bionic eye. What it does, guys, it's pretty remarkable. It stimulates the retina, okay? And then the retina will pass electrical signals. First, it has, on the chip, it has a little microscopic chip that's built into the contact, okay? And on that chip, picture like, you know, a little circuit board. On that little circuit board, there's 1,500 sensors, okay? And what those sensors do is they'll stimulate the retina, and that'll actually pass electrical signals down to the optic nerve into the brain, and it'll create an image. So they can literally, this is kind of spooky, I mean, but they can literally, you know, just create whatever they want you to see. It would make you think that they could create memories for you, too, if they wanted to really brainwash you. I mean, they could, right? Just keep flashing the same stuff in front of you that they wanted you to remember. Yeah, I guess the sensors, what the sensors do is they take light and convert it to electrical signals. I mean, I am not going to begin to pretend to know how that starts, but, you know, it does. You know, I want to go on to a little health thing real quick, guys. You know, for you guys that listen a lot, you guys know I always like to talk a little bit about health information because I know the battle out there, okay? There is an absolute war on for your health. People do not want you to be healthy at all, okay? They do not want you to be healthy at all. What I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to talk a little bit about this McDonald's story, okay? Then when I get to the end of it, I got a little clip that I want to play for you guys, okay? So what I'm going to do, we're going to talk about it, and then I'm going to play this little clip, and I just want you to listen to it. And what it is, guys, it's an ABC News report about the McDonald's. How about we get ready to the story first of all? The West Coast supplier for McDonald's, as far as their eggs are concerned, okay? So the people that have the chickens that make all the eggs for McDonald's, all right? Well, it turns out that there's significant animal abuse going on there. I have the video. I'm sure a lot of you might have seen it. And we're going to play that video for you. Actually, we're going to play a different video for you. But this video, because it's mostly sight, it's not too much audio, won't do us much good right here. If you go to our blogs when the show's done, you'll see the McDonald's chicken video, okay? Watch it, all right? And I'm also going to play a video over the air for you where you're going to hear the little ABC report on this. It's pretty disturbing. What's happened is there's a company called Sparbo Eggs, and they're in Iowa, okay? And this is significant because there was another company, an egg company in Iowa, that had some serious violations that we'll get into. But Sparbo is the company that makes the eggs for McDonald's, okay? They are the fifth largest egg producer in the United States, and they have McDonald's. They also have Target, okay? Yeah, pretty good clients to have, right? You're going to be banging out some eggs. And apparently, that's all that they care about. That probably doesn't surprise you. But the conditions over there for the chickens and the chicks, to say it's disturbing would be a gross understatement, all right? I've seen the video. You're going to see the video. They're taking chicks by the necks, slamming them around, shoving them all into these absolutely compact cages. It's, you know, they're not supposed to be kept like that. That's why you see stuff like free-range chicken eggs, and they cost more money, but it's better. It's, you know, it's chickens that are allowed to run around. These chicks are shoved in. Picture like a little cage that you would get for a poodle, okay? One of them little crates, you know, not a big, huge one. One you can carry, put on your front seat of your car. Picture like, you know, 30 chicks shoved into that. That's what we're dealing with here. Okay, now it's not just these living conditions. It gets a lot worse, guys. There were chicks that were left to die, and they were all just thrown in a plastic bag. Like it was a bag of groceries, like a bag full of chicks. It was pretty awful. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty awful. It was one of the saddest things I've seen. And, you know, what this does, guys, besides the animal abuse part of it, all right, you know, I hate animal abuse. And I know most of you do. But, you know, I know that some of you might think that, you know, since that's a food that we eat, it's not the biggest deal. This causes diseases for you guys. It does. This causes diseases for you guys, like salmonella. And people die from salmonella. And from you eating the, you know, from you eating the eggs that have salmonella, you can die. And hundreds of people have died. A lot of people have gotten sick already from eggs that came from Iowa. That's why this is such a big deal. You know, besides, you know, obviously it's a big deal because it's friggin' McDonald's too. I mean, let's not, you know, I'm not trying to fool ourselves here. This is, you know, if you eat Egg McMuffins, all right?
This 22 Thunder slot right, pickle pickle blue.
You've been eating these eggs from the, you know, from these chicks that were abused, and also Target has pulled all their eggs off the shelves. So if you guys bought eggs off Target, you know, within the last, I don't even know how long, but if you bought eggs off Target within the last few months or whatever, I mean, few weeks, get rid of them, throw them out right now. There is salmonella in a lot of them. I'm not just talking about get rid of them because of the abuse. These chickens are sick, and it's been passed down to you. How many people eat at McDonald's, guys? Think about it. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people eat there, guys. All the time, right? Some people practically live off that crap, right? You probably know some people that do. Maybe some people in your family. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, right, you've already heard me talk about McDonald's and the chicken nuggets with the silicone. Silicone is inside McDonald's chicken nuggets. You're eating plastic. You understand? And this is a story we talked about a few months ago. And now this comes out. This is disturbing. I don't eat eggs. But, you know, people in my family do, so it still concerns me. When the show is over, what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go to the website, go to thelastamerican.org, go to our blog section, go to today's show. You'll see it. It'll be right at the top. It'll be dated. And watch the video that's up there, okay? Watch the video that's up there, and you can see this. You know what happened is a couple animal rights people, they went undercover, and they went and got a job at this chicken farm. And they snuck a video out of there. And you guys got to see it. And it's not a long video. It's probably only like 4 minutes. But right now, I'm gonna play a quick clip from ABC. This is a story they did, I think it was probably 2 or 3 days ago now. And they did a quick story on, you know, on this situation. And, you know, they actually did some good reporting here. And, you know, I would hardly ever say that about the mainstream. But at least with this story, they seem to have done a decent job. So without any further ado, I'm going to play that for you guys right now, and I'll be right back after that.